Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
G'day, just a bit of an update here. To read all the juicy details, just head to the news section of our website. But long story short, Jackson's COVID is taking it out of him more than we expected, and I'm prepping for nose and tongue surgery at the start of Feb. Turns out they are both terrible and need fixing. So plumbing is taking this and next week off. That said, enjoy a what if this week, and let's call it the latest episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where I hijack the show to talk about a horse I love. Both shows are available to subscribers of Bad Brain Boys Plus through our website or through Apple Podcasts. So if you want some bonus content while you help support us, just head on over to SansPantsRadio.com and slam that sign up button. And for as little as a decently priced coffee per month, I think, you can worsen your thoughts. Either way, we'll see you in Feb.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey and welcome to another beautiful episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
Hey Jackson, I'm Joel Zammit. And you need to shut the fuck up because we're doing Joel Zammit Comics America.
Yes.
And I am Adam.
I had nothing in the tank, so this is great news.
Oh, this is good news.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel on spooky mysteries, ladies and gentlemen.
We solved them all.
We solved so fucking many of them. Yeah.
Now, boys, have you ever heard of a comic book character called Butterum the Horse?
No.
The Marvel or the DC
Marvel,
one?
Marvel, Butterum the Horse.
I don't know the Marvel one. No.
I don't know.
I know the DC equivalent.
How many? I know. I could think of one famous horse from comics.
Really?
Which is
I can think of too many.
The only famous horse I can think of is Supergirl's horse, Comet, whom is a man.
Or at least has man thoughts.
Yeah, I think he's a guy in a horse's body.
All
and
horses
he's in...
have man thoughts.
This horses one's have horse thoughts.
Horses are men.
This one, no.
Cows are women.
Yeah, that is true. He is right.
That's how it, that's just science.
Yeah, that's, that makes sense.
We can't deny that,
that's
dude.
Exactly. Poodles are
give
labia.
Give me a barnyard animal, I'll tell you.
Chicken.
Chicken? Non-binary.
Okay, fair enough. Dog?
Dog? Dog's a boy.
Yeah, okay.
Goose?
Goose? Whoa. Also non-binary.
I think a lot of these animals are going to end up non-binary.
Mule? Mule? Mule's a boy.
Man, mule is a boy.
Goat. Mule's a boy. What?
Goat.
Goat. Goat doesn't like to think about it, but if pressed, will say boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That checks. Duck?
Duck? Ducks are... Oh.
The
ducks
complicated gender identities of the farmyard.
Ducks are butch girls.
Okay.
This makes sense. This makes a level of sense.
I think that's all the questions I have. Tell me about Rub-a-Dub the Horse.
Butterum the Horse.
Butterum.
This is a story that involves Emma Frost, who at this moment in time was the White Queen.
Okay.
And Firestar. Otherwise, and then I think it's Angelica. Do you remember, you might not have seen this, but when Spider-Man was like the first iteration on like a cartoon.
Yeah.
They were like, kids don't care about Spider-Man, he needs friends.
Oh yeah, where it was Spider-Man, Iceman, and I'm assuming...
Firestar.
Firestar, okay.
Yeah, and then shockingly enough, I don't think Iceman and Firestar ever interacted in the comics until like 3 years ago.
That's very funny. Did they put Firestar and Iceman together because they were like fire and ice?
I think so.
And spiders.
No, who are these people?
For Spider-Man. So he's young, Peter Parker. He bit by a radioactive spider, become a Spider-Man.
I know that much.
Iceman, Bobby Drake, who is a mutant and has the powers of ice.
Yeah.
And Firestar.
What are the powers of ice?
He can be ice and make ice.
Okay, all right.
Slow down ice. Well, he can control things at a molecular level.
Yeah.
And so he's
molecular
level. Well, he can know anything like air, basically, or water molecules, so he can kind of just freeze.
Can he control air or water in the air?
Well, he kind of freezes it.
So it'll be water in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got access to water molecules.
He's like an omega level mutant. It's like temperature control.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he can slow.
Some mutants are Bomba Big Boy powerful.
Right.
And some are
powerful
piss
level.
In a jar, dude.
Yeah. Well, omega level mutants.
They're on that Sigma grind.
In the Sigma level. But yeah, the omega levels, because it was thinking of being like, omega is like, oh, the most powerful thing. Mm. But then when Jonathan Hickman took over like the mutants a couple years back, he was like, the amount of meetings I think he had to just deal with, like, what is and isn't an omega?
That's very funny.
Certain definitions, and they had to be like, no, we have to do this kind of stuff. So now it's like a person.
Doesn't that make comics fun, though?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Categories are awesome.
Yeah, because everyone wants to know who's going to fight someone in a battle.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we care about. Yeah. It's not about who, you know, what does it make the story interesting.
We want to know if
Hulk is actually more powerful than Superman in any given situation.
That is what I'm wondering.
Not about maybe just the person who's right anyway.
Yeah. Tell me about Humbadum the horse.
So this is a time when Xavier had competition of his schools.
Okay.
And not just like of like competition of like one state over. This is like the next town over in a weird
Somebody
way.
Else had started a mutant school? Okay.
So it was the Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
Yeah.
And then you had the Massachusetts Academy.
Who ran? Was that Emma Frost?
Hellfire
Club. Oh, okay. Those fucking guys.
So this was when Emma Frost ran that as a school.
Yeah.
But she also ran it as a school.
Oh, okay.
And underground, they love it underground.
Yeah.
Underground was where they did all their Hellfire bullshit. And the Hellfire Club.
This in the comic? The cartoon?
The Hellfire Club, yes.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
So the Hellfire Club.
And they were a real club from history, too. There was a Hellfire Club back
Anthony
in the day.
Stark.
Were there real mutants?
Tones. Yeah.
They certainly worshipped the devil.
The Hellfire Club is just this secret society. In comics, it's always
who are they
like,
fighting? They're good guys? They're bad guys?
I think they're more like, we just like power and money.
Yeah.
So they're bad guys.
Yeah.
I think they're sort of...
A means to an end in certain situations.
Yeah.
But they're more in line, they're just like, you know, the evils of capitalism.
Yeah.
Right.
So like the Hellfire Club, and that's what Emma Frost is about. They also have...
Yeah. It's very funny to have a mutant strike team that's going in doing a hostile acquisition of a company, but not like a euphemism.
No, that is what they're doing.
Well, this is sort of what has happened recently with Sebastian Shaw. You might remember him from, say, the First Class, with played by beautiful Kevin Bacon.
Sure.
So he's like I'm loathe to say this soon because I know Adam is going to start mocking this. So he
was never
the Black King of the Hellfire Club.
You get the White Queen and the Black King.
No, you've got the Black King, the Black Queen,
and the White King and the White Queen.
Like their chests.
Okay.
What year is this? And has segregation ended yet?
Well, it's a chess reference.
It's a chess thing.
You know.
I get what it was meant to be.
Adam, it's still going.
Yeah.
I think currently maybe Wilson Fisk is the current White King of the Hellfire Club.
That makes sense. Right. He is a White King. I can see that. Yeah. I get it.
So they have the Hellfire Club, which is like a lot of just like they're run by the inner circle, which is usually the Black King, Black
just
Queen,
say their name.
Well, because it changes, dude.
Oh, okay, well if you must.
And then there's the White Bishop and Black Bishop. Is this better?
Why would it be better?
Because we're including more chess references.
I suppose.
Is there a Black Knight and a White Knight?
I guess
there
would be.
Surely.
Yeah.
Black Rook, White Wook.
White Wook?
A right Wook.
Okay. yeah, fair enough.
So they have the Hellfire Club, and they have the Inner Circle. Which is the kind of ones that kind of all these like machinations in play,
yeah.
And they're always trying to like, you know, one up each other and maybe kill each other, and they always want it's always a power grab. And at this point, you got the Black King is Sebastian Shaw, and you got the Black Queen is like Selene, who is just an old ancient mutant who's just very evil, loves to kill. And you've also got the White Queen, who is now Emma Frost.
Hey, cool. I saw a thing on Twitter. Mm-hmm. This is irrelevant, but about how in the womb,
yes. Is this about X-Men?
Yeah, and okay. Professor X ate his sister.
Yes.
But she still, even though she was a fetus, she grew up to be a person who lives in the sewers. And she's going to be in Deadpool 3?
Maybe not the sewers, but yes.
So,
what?
Okay. So.
Uh-huh.
He eats
Cassandra Nova.
Yeah that is her.
Presumably in utero.
So in urine is a great scene.
It's
I think
so
he,
funny.
There's a great scene.
Yeah, the comic panels are so funny. It's little like, Professor X baby fighting his sister in the womb, and then it's like big glowing like psychic powers come from his eyes to kill his sister.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Kradical,
Well, he does kill her. It's just that she comes back because of the psychic powers that she ends up manifesting a body or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or some comic-y bullshit.
Well, she's in Deadpool 3. Apparently, right. So
I don't
there
know
you go.
Grew up in the sewers.
That's according to the tweet I saw. So,
doesn't get more
legitimate than that.
Yeah. Well, this is when Grant Morrison took over the X-Men. He put that in play.
That sounds like Grant Morrison.
It sure does. And like, so she takes control over one of like the Trasks or whatever, the guys who invented the Sentinels.
Bolivar and Co.
Yeah, Bolivar and Co. We're
Did
not
you
making
misspeak?
Things. No, he's Bolivar.
His name's Bolivar.
Bolivar.
Like Oliver with a B.
Yeah.
Bolivar is such a funny name.
Yeah.
No one's really named Bolivar,
right?
Well,
Bolivar Trasko.
Well, other than him from fiction.
Okay, Google. Famous Bolivars from history.
You'll find at least two.
There's... I found this on the web.
See? Is there a Bolivar?
There's people with the surname Bolivar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so maybe in honor of that person who had named himself Bolivar.
The
parents would have named.
Could you be Oliver Bolivar? That's pretty funny.
Suppose you could, yeah.
Not that funny though. Please go on.
So Grant Morrison, right. Anyway, she was like did the whole big when Genosha was a big kind of thing and Magneto was running it. She sent like a Sentinel there and just blew the whole thing up.
Whoa!
What's a Sentinel?
The Sentinel is those big ass robots that like
hunt mutants. From the Days of Future Past or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Fast and Furious movie. I'm not even joking. I thought that was a Fast and Furious.
It does sound like it could be a Fast and Furious title.
Could be a Fast
Do you know why that? It's total tangent. This is what it's like. Do you know why all the Fast and Furious movies have fuck names?
Why?
It's because the creator of the first movie is based off something.
Yeah.
And the owner of what it's based on owns the rights to numbered sequels. So they have to. They can't call it Fast and the Furious 2.
They have to come up with another fuck name
because they legally can't give it a numbered sequel.
Is that another tweet?
So funny.
No, I don't know. Actually, I could not tell you where I got
this memory that came to the front of your mind.
Just sort of bubbled to the surface, dude. Like when there's a turtle deep under the water, you just see a little bubble come.
Annoyingly, Jackson is very commonly right.
Yeah. It's always half-remembered truth.
Yeah.
But there's enough of a nugget
there.
It is truly, a nugget of truth that you need to slew away.
You got
to
get rid of the chaff.
You got to separate the wheat and the
chaff. Well, I was trying to think of, what goes around gold.
Gold?
Rocks. Yeah, but I was trying to think of,
the things you don't want.
Slate?
I don't know.
Rock?
I don't know. There's a word, but...
I've never mined gold in
my
life.
We'll never come across it.
No, alas. So anyway, so underneath the Massachusetts Academy is the Hellfire Club.
Right.
And so the Massachusetts Academy acts
as... So this
as,
is like secret.
Yeah. So the Hellfire Club
what's
is
the Massachusetts...
So that's an actual school.
For real
people.
Yeah,
and
not even mutants.
Not even mutants.
Oh, not even mutants. Oh.
They do use it to kind of recruit mutants.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they kind of so while Xavier is like, I'm only taking in mutants and these are going to be my X-Men and I'm going to train them. The Hellfire Club are like, well, we need to run a school because I guess money, that's tuition,
so,
you idiot.
Comparatively speaking, he's kind of running a segregated school. The Hellfire Club are integrated.
Yeah, that's true. In a way.
We're just going to run a school.
Yeah.
And then If any, like, mutants kind of pop up, sick.
That's great.
We're going to maybe grab them and then be like, hey.
Do some evil capitalism.
And join the Hellfire Club.
Evil, yes, capitalism. And okay. So at this moment in time, the X-Men had...
Remember how this is associated to a horse?
I know, I can't
wait. Butter on the horse.
Yeah, he'll find out how a horse is relevant.
The butter on.
My current theory is that it's like a mascot. You know?
I thought it was associated with Spider-Man, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, okay.
So, at this moment in time, you had the New Mutants.
Yeah,
right. Who were, like, the junior team for, like, the X-Men. And on the opposite side, the Hellfire side, you had the Hellions.
Okay.
And that was their kind of,
so
like,
that's their
evil
X-Men,
teens.
Sort of. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're evil teens. Yeah, yeah.
So the evil team has an eviler team?
No, evil teens.
Yeah, teens.
So X-Force is the teen X-Men.
New Mutants. Who eventually become X-Force.
New Mutants is the teen X-Men.
So you have
New
X-Men.
Mutants.
And okay, then, Adam, it's not that complicated. Adam, you have the Senior League, X-Men.
Yeah.
And then you have the Junior League, New Mutants.
Exactly. And then you have Senior League... I'm guessing the Hellfire Club.
And then
Junior League, Hellions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I follow.
Very simple.
Frost.
And so Emma Frost, she's also a psychic. Like, she's a telepath.
Can turn into diamond or something?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
That's a future. That's a Morrison thing.
Whoa.
Partly because he wanted to use Colossus, and editorial were like, he dead, no. And he was like,
so
fine, I'll just give Emma Frost the ability to turn into a diamond. So and she's strong.
He didn't want Colossus. He just wanted someone who could go tough.
I guess so. He wanted a powerhouse.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Yeah. Who are we to try and understand old Grant Morrison?
Ah, no thank you. That, they are a enigma of a person.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the setup. Okay, so we're going to two different teams. And so they now kind of competing to find new mutants. And so they both have, well, Xavier's got Cerebro, and Emma Frost has the, I guess, everything at her fingertips that the Hellfire has that money can buy.
Okay, cool.
And so she has, like, a big, like a bank of just computer stuff.
Okay, yeah, I dig it, I dig it.
That will just pop up.
Awesome comic book computers where they can somehow have a camera at any location whenever they need.
Yeah.
I get it, dude. The BPRD have something similar.
It's a thing. It's a radar, maybe. There's a little blip that's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there we bring that to the back to the hero of the story, Angelica Jones, Firestar. Okay. Now, she is a young girl of 14 years old.
Okay.
Her mum is dead. She's being raised by her father and grandma. And the grandma's like, you're very special. Look at that. Your hand has an M. You're very good.
Okay.
M for Mary Good. I don't know, whatever.
Is the M
were you
mutant?
Making that joke, or
no,
is that
they,
in
the... They like, you have look. You look at
your
hand.
Yeah, I have.
Everyone
an M.
Has an M.
Everyone.
I don't know, man.
That means I'm going to get married.
An M.
Yeah, I know. It
means you're going to get married. That's what the M means.
This is like I don't know. Anyway, they were like, "Hey, you've got a long, you've got an interesting life." Blah 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 blah.
Well, I guess it is like an M.
Jackson, for those of you at home, staring at his palms. Mm-hmm.
One of my palms is so different from the other.
Huh.
What do you mean?
Well, this one's got... Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not relevant.
That's a different mystery. Firestar, she can emit, like, microwave energy.
Okay.
That's her ability.
Cook a hot dog.
Yeah. So she finds out that she's, I guess the very first use of her power, what, like, pings off Cerebro and the bank of computers that Emma Frost has access to, is that she accidentally heats up a chalky milk.
Oh, that's cool.
And then it explodes all over the principal's face. So she gets in trouble.
Okay.
So,
how powerful is this microwave power?
Well, Emma Frost believes that she has the potential to be one of the world's most powerful mutants.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. But currently she doesn't, all she can do is she has no control over her power, and currently she can, I guess, just
heat up a chalky
milk that makes it explode.
Okay.
Sure. Or Printle's face.
That's hot milk.
It is hot milk. So Emma Frost, now she want her badge. She's like, I got it. We don't know who this kid is. We just gonna know that there's like a power thing just like spiked off, and I want her badge.
Okay.
Now, you are Emma Frost. You are like, I know this is a power thing. It's microwave thing. Mm-hmm. I know this. She's got the potential to be like a powerful mutant. I run an organization, like a potential organization that is like, you know, evil mutants.
Sure.
Why do I want her? Why do you want this person?
She could heat up a guy's brain.
That's pretty good,
I'm thinking. She could maybe fry some electronics on an alarm.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, that's
good.
So you
can get a diamond or
maybe
something.
If you...
Now, like this person, because again, and then you got a lot of different mutants out there doing all kinds of things. So what do you think she's going to be the most perfect person? Like, she's going to be the perfect what?
I mean, if the microwave in the break room was broken, somebody had some noodles and needed
to
eat
it
on.
On the money initially, I think.
Oh, like, okay.
Would you, when you hear about the access you have to your all your mutants, because now in your roster you currently have, I think it's Empath, okay. who is like someone who can control someone's emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at that point you had maybe Warpath, who was just a tough, big, strong Native American lad.
Okay.
Cool. You, that's all the...
That's all I got?
That's all the Hylians I can remember.
Well, if that's all I got, then I just need more people in the roster. I'll
just
get who I can take.
Out the ranks. Yeah, just take the fish guy or whatever. Howard to talk to fish.
I do not
They
have...
don't say anything helpful. That's fine.
It's fine. I need to fill out. You know, like a good chunk of Hylians, but I don't really know what they do because I don't care about them. They're not my precious X-Men.
You say this horse might have mutant powers? On the team.
Bring them down. Put them in the school.
So you
teach them math.
6 times 4.
He learned math. This is one of those horses that can count.
So would you think that, like, say, someone that can emit microwaves, the perfect, and I mean perfect, assassin?
Yeah, I mean, I could... Sure. I don't know if perfect is quite right.
Are you sure?
But I could see
that's the word Emma likes to use.
Perfect assassin.
I mean, it's really hard to defend against that
microwave.
In a way.
Yeah,
like...
Especially
I
if you can do it
from the inside out.
Yeah.
Is what I guess Sebastian Shaw is like. This is sick.
But
do
that's not how microwaves work. They don't cook from the inside out. They cook from the outside in.
Oh, well, I guess they'll find that out the first mission.
Yeah.
Huh? I'd misunderstood microwave energy. Is that what Havana syndrome was?
No, Havana syndrome is made up. It's not a thing.
Okay.
What's Havana syndrome?
It was like a bunch of people at like a.
The CIA. I'll cover this one.
Yeah.
Jackson does look like he's about to die. So a bunch of people at the CIA, I believe it began in Havana, creatively enough.
Yeah.
A bunch of people from the CIA, like wet workhouse or whatever, they had like an operation there. Some of the people there started experiencing like weird symptoms. I don't remember what all the symptoms are, but they. Fun fact, they were any symptom because it's made up. It's not real.
I see. So it was like, I feel slightly under the weather.
And they were...
I'm blaming it on outside foreign sources, but actually I just have a cold.
Because enough people... It was like hysteria, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And because a lot of these people were like really tough, manly men working for the CIA or whatever, they're like, well, I couldn't just be experiencing a panic attack.
No.
I'm being attacked by microwave technology that Cuba invented.
I see.
Even though we are incapable of creating this
Cuba
sort of technology.
Figured it out.
Cuba somehow figured this out. Yeah. And then basically it just spread around to any freaking CIA operation base anywhere across the world. And they would always say, it's a Havana syndrome. The Russians have secretly stolen or secretly gotten that Cuban
some
ray beam.
CIA guy gets a call from his wife being like, honey, when you come home, can we talk? And he's like, the fucking Cubans have got me.
There's no such thing as PTSD.
I'm stressed.
When my heart won't stop beating.
The Cubans.
Faster.
Damn Cubans. Sounds like having a panic attack. Dude.
Not a copyright.
The Cuban ray beam is making me think of those people I killed in Nam.
So a little sidetrack here because I just found out some of the members of the
Hellions.
And I just, I like, so the first person you have, another beautiful name, is Bufford Wilson.
Bufford Wilson.
Buffett
code name?
Or Buffett? Sorry.
Bufford.
Buffett.
B-U-F-O-R-D. Bufford Wilson.
Is that Buford?
Yeah, Buford.
Buford. Which is also
Buford's
a stupid name. But,
okay. But it is a name.
Buford, yeah.
Okay. Buford Wilson. Code name? Beef.
What's his powers?
I'm guessing he's just
beef
a strong guy.
That's way
that
less
sense,
interesting.
Yeah,
just superhuman strength and just, I guess he can get big. Yep,
okay.
Size manipulation.
That's
superhuman
awesome.
Superhuman strength feels like getting, I mean, it's obviously one of the most useful ones.
Yeah.
But as far as, considering that a mutant power can kind of be anything, super strength is so boring.
I know. Okay, if it was super strength and, like.
Yeah. Well, he can get bigger.
Well, that's pretty good.
Super strength, and he can grow.
Is there anyone who's like, here's a fun variation on that, I think. Completely invulnerable, can never be hurt, no super strength.
Oh, yeah, I think
anyone
that's
with super strength could just pin you. They can't kill you, but they can pin you.
I'm sure
I think that's
been
that's
done
fun,
before.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Again,
yeah.
Get
handcuffed,
I like
you can't die.
Yeah.
But you're not getting out of the handcuffs.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah.
I think, yeah, a lot of, unfortunately, we have like Superman who was just like the best.
Yeah.
So that like, you kind of became the template for a lot of superheroes. Yeah.
Everybody's got to have a level of super strength.
Yeah, like super strength, super like, yeah, you know, invulnerability and like flight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, the new, oh, what's that they have? Oh, they can punch good. Mm. They can take a punch good. Oh, and they can fly. Yeah, sick.
I would like super strength, but like I work on like no gravity rules. So if I punch you, I go flying backwards. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that'd be awesome.
You then have Fabian Marcel Julben,
uh-huh,
codename Bevatron.
Can he make beverages for people?
Bioelectric blasts.
Okay.
Bioelectric. Yeah.
Then you have Sharon...
Like an electric eel?
Sharon Smith, whose name is Cat's Eye, and I just want you to see the beautiful image of Cat's Eye.
What's her power?
Who looks like a sad cat.
She's like a manimal. Like that's awesome.
So you have Cat's Eye, looks like a sad cat. It's also very great. Yes, you have Manuel de la Roca, who, mm-hmm, is empath, and the ability to, I think, kind
manipulate,
of like, manipulate your emotion, like with empathy.
Oh, yeah.
You then have...
That's funny because I don't think that's what that word means. That word means that you feel someone else's emotions.
Yeah, to manipulate
some.
But I guess you could manipulate someone else's empathy to make them empathic to you.
I guess, mm-hmm, yeah, empathetic projection or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Feels,
yeah,
the right way
how
to
you
say
phrase it, yeah.
Harun Ibn Salah Al Rashid,
who, yeah,
codename is Jetstream.
Okay.
I'm just guessing water blast powers.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's
thermochemical
cool.
Thermochemical energy generation.
Of course.
Well, of course. There we go.
Got to make it scientific.
Isn't it funny to think that if you got the, say you're
Jennifer Stavros.
Whoa.
Roulette.
Oh, is her power like?
I'm guessing
gambling.
Chance.
Gambling.
Her power. My power is I have a system.
Yeah, yeah. I can figure this out. I got this out. Probability alteration discs. What?
Probability alteration discs.
They can create discs of sonic energy. I love back in the day, you could just write anything.
Yeah, they make a disc. Okay. The disc alters the probability. Fucking let's do launch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy to think if you got a mutant power that, say, turned you into a horse.
Yeah.
You're not really a horse.
No.
You know?
What do you mean?
So if you're mutant power, you turn 18, puberty hits.
Horse.
Yeah. Late puberty. Puberty hits.
Puberty hits. Damn, horse.
Horse. You look like a horse. Yeah. You're not really a horse.
No, you just look like a horse.
You just look
I
like
mean,
a horse.
Maybe
you have the power of horse?
Well, you are just a horse.
So yes.
But
you have
really
the brain
a
of a horse. You no longer have your brain. You have the brain of a horse.
Oh, so
and physically you are a horse.
Yeah.
So your power
you're
is you've turned into a horse.
Well, you're not a horse.
But you are a horse.
You are by... So if someone did an autopsy on you,
they would just
say
be a horse.
You died, you'd just be
that's
a horse.
That's a horse.
But cosmically, you're not a horse.
Yeah, I guess cosmically you're not
what do you mean?
In the grand spiritual...
No, wait, hang on. If they did a DNA test...
Yeah.
Horse or
well, maybe
horse.
Your science decides they're a horse. But the cosmic wheel of samsara.
Yeah.
You know, you are not a horse. Your soul is not a horse's soul.
No, you're correct. But also, I think.
Well, actually, no, he's incorrect because he's a horse.
No.
So,
no, but he's got a human soul.
No, but also, well, he'd have the blood would be mutant DNA.
Yeah.
So it would be like a sentinel would be like scanning a field of horses. Horse, mutant. We're arresting you, citizen.
Not really what Jackson said. Said turn it into a horse and then science can decide from there is what Jackson said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you would have...
If you have mutant DNA, then you're not a horse.
You're
just a guy who looks like a horse.
If you've got mutant DNA, then that's not what Jackson was saying.
Correct. You're not 100% a horse.
Yeah, but yeah, that's exactly. You're not a horse.
Yeah, you're not a horse.
You're a guy.
You look like a horse. I guess you have horse thoughts.
You move the goalposts for him.
You look like a horse. And your DNA is horse, but
no,
for the mutant bits.
Your DNA can't be horse.
But you're not a horse.
Because like there are mutants who look like cats.
Yeah, but they're not cats.
But they're but they have the mutant DNA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd be like, but you know. So what are you getting at?
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I've made my point.
He has annoyingly, because once again, you move the goalposts for him. He has annoyingly made his point.
Correct, you are not. But
he is now correct.
But yeah. Even if your DNA was a mutant DNA, it's still not a horse.
Correct.
No, you just resemble a horse.
No.
It's like if a witch turns me into a toad. I'm not
back.
A toad.
Now he's gone back and he's trying to reclaim. No.
So Beak, who he looks like a chicken. You think he looks like a complete utter like.
Yeah.
And a guy who looks like a horse or just a horse?
You're a guy who looks like a horse. You're not a horse. You're a guy who looks like a horse.
Your mutant superpower is.
Yeah.
Atomically, you are gone, and a horse is now there.
Yeah.
Atomically, everything, it's DNA, it's everything is a horse.
That's not a mutant then.
No. No, you become a horse.
So you look like a horse.
Yeah. You change into a horse.
and you have horse thoughts.
Yeah. You got a horse's brain, a horse's heart.
Why does that happen?
He's everything.
It's your mutant ability, dude. Roll of the dice.
This
I don't think it's ever happened.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
That's true.
This is Theseus's ship.
Yeah.
When does the ship turn into a horse?
When does a man become a ship?
And
a
I would say when every atom, at the very least, when every atom is the atom of a horse, it's no longer a ship, it's a horse.
But he's got a man's soul.
That's almost irrelevant. Definitionally, he has a horse's soul because that soul's attached to a horse.
Yeah. But like, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't.
No, he's
it
got
would
a man's
be a man's soul.
Because no, he's like, got a horse's soul because the body is now a horse.
In the history of all comic book Marvel bullshit, I just can't think of any situation where a mutant has gotten the power where they just turn into an animal without retaining their own thoughts.
Yes.
The only way you could do this if you get up, like, say, a telepath who then programmed that person to think that they were a horse. Then
well,
you got them.
Separate situation entirely.
So
an awesome thing to do to someone.
Get a shape changer. Get him trapped in the body
of
a horse.
Make them think they're a horse.
So that is in terms of like Marvel lore or the like the rules of mutantdom. I guess you could do it that way, but I don't think you could. By the roulette of, I guess, the mutant wheel.
You don't think you could ever just become a horse?
No, I think you'd just be the person who was a horse, but they would have their own, like, human brain.
What do you mean?
You can never truly become a horse because you're just still a guy.
Yeah, but Zaman's saying you couldn't even be a guy who is a horse with horse thoughts.
No. You'd be a horse, you'd look like a horse, but you'd have, you know, your own
brain.
Surely
that could be a mutant
power,
though.
Why not? Why could that not happen? What are the limitations?
Because you're a person, you're a human being.
Yeah, but
you're
part of the mutant, your X gene goes wild and rewrites your brain to be a horse's brain.
That's possible. Why would that not be possible?
Generally, it's all about, like, you know, you still retain your humanity.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of whole point of it all. Like, even though, like, some
it's
mutants...
It's disgusting to me.
Even though, like, some mutants look all, like, fucked up or, like, say, have, like, slugs for stomachs.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
They still are a some level of sapient.
Slugs for stomachs. Now that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And they did maggots so dirty because they just don't really use that.
What level of power is that? What can you do with that?
Well, they used, so again, comic book bullshit, right? So, like, beautiful slugs that would, like, called Eenie and Meenie, or he called them Eenie and Meenie. And they would be.
Two slugs
for stomachs. They would eat everything, and he would get, like, power from that. And so he would get, like, again, super strength, super bullshit.
Okay, so his power isn't slugs for stomach. His power is what the slugs
mutant,
can give
his
him.
Mutant. Ability is slugs for stomachs.
Yeah. So the two slugs and they go out.
Why?
Well, they're big slugs.
The mutant ability gives you slugs.
Yeah.
Separate entities for guts, but it can't make you a horse.
I know. And those gut like slugs, they can go rogue.
Yeah. So
so your stomach can just do its own adventure.
Your stomach could have been a horse.
Could have been a horse. Why not a horse?
Anyway, speaking of horses.
Yes.
Rub-a-dub the horse.
Anyway, oh yes. And there's a couple other like, who cares? right. So they're currently wanting Angelica to be a top level assassin. And so they go and they try and both teams, both schools are racing to get to the. Do you want to have a guess how they both get there?
Some kind of physically, like on a bus or a plane?
Yeah.
A bus. Bus is pretty
bus
funny.
Fare. So Emma Frost is getting there via.
I'm going to say some kind of super jet.
Mm-hmm. And Xavier is getting there via...
Also a super jet?
Okay, you're right with jet, with Emma Frost. Xavier rocks up in a limo with Nightcrawler. I don't know who was driving.
That's awesome. Well, I guess maybe he was...
Why drive anywhere with Nightcrawler? Guy's an asshole.
Great.
Just kidding. I don't know anything about Nightcrawler.
Like, Charles,
I can teleport.
If you want, I could teleport us. We could get
We want her to think we're rich.
We want her to think we're rich. So, do you think it's advised that you bring me the one who looks
like a demon? Hat on.
I look like a demon, Charles.
Everyone will think we have Satan.
And that's.
That's
kind of
pretty
cool.
Good.
Get in the limo.
A jet's more impressive than a limo. He must have felt like such a fucking idiot when he turned up.
So Emma Frost gets there first, because of course.
Yeah, which is
like, come join my team. It's going to be great. So she is like, okay, you're going to be the best
assassin.
Well, she doesn't. She's got to be on the DL because. Yeah. Angelica, she wanna be a good.
Okay.
She does. She's 14.
Yeah, yeah.
And
fair
she's
enough.
Like, I don't want to just go willy nilly killing people.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, so what do you? How do you think Emma Frost is going to go around about this plan?
I guess
is it mind control,
or like bring her into the school and just like slowly drop hints like.
The softball team's pretty great, but the killing people for capitalism.
Yeah.
We're going federal. We're going to regional.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so she does like a very classic like manipulation 101, or if, say, you join a cult.
Oh, okay.
Sort of thing. Like she really just does her best to ostracize and like really
separates
just
her from friends and family. Yeah, okay.
So,
sure.
So she keeps her away from like other students in like the Massachusetts Academy, but also she keeps her away from the Hellions.
Oh, okay.
So they just very much a segregation there of like, well, you're too dangerous.
Mm.
And they're constantly like, you can't control your powers. You blew up that chalky milk. You're going to just
imagine
destroy
that was a guy's
everything.
Head or
it's
whatever.
It's going to be bad.
Does that mean that Professor X arrived in the limo? Like late?
Yeah. Like he arrived in the limo maybe like half an hour too
that's
late.
So funny.
I can teleport and he showed up late. That's so funny.
Got caught in traffic.
That's awesome.
This is because you didn't put the driver's hat on. We would have gone fast if you'd done that.
Generally, I don't know who was driving that limo.
And the little coat.
I don't know.
Open the door for me.
Wolverine out there. I think Wolverine was driving. Yeah.
So she keeps Firestar Angelica away from the Hellions. And the animosity just builds up. They keep calling Zemma's special case over there. And there's just so much contempt.
Yeah.
And like, oh, there's you. She's too good for them. And so she's constantly telling it. Firestar, she's too dangerous. But then she like love bombs the hell out of Angelica as well, because it's like, hey, you're gonna get like a full on bodyguard the whole time because you're so dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna get like your best friend bodyguard and a horse.
Oh,
a horse named Butter Rum.
Okay.
She is also 14.
The horse is 14?
I just want to remind everyone,
that's
Angelica is 14.
Okay.
She's 14.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember this? She's just being like manipulated like hell.
Yeah.
She has an adult man, best friend, bodyguard,
and a
Randall,
horse.
And a horse.
Is the horse...
Is
does the horse...
On Massachusetts Academy. The horse is not powers.
Okay. That is what I was wondering.
I was also wondering.
Yeah, I understand this because like there is precedent for this. There is a horse with superpowers in the Marvel universe that gives... I think it's Captain Canada his superpowers.
From a horse?
Yeah. It's like I'm like a powerful person, and then it's revealed like I'm nothing. The horse is everything. I'm a piece of shit. It's all the horse.
What? Captain Canada looked like a Mountie.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
What horse? Never mind.
No, question withdrawn.
Yeah. So she's really just love bombing this young girl, and Emma's really just love bombing this young girl, and it's just like, right, and then also doing this classic, just like toxic manipulation, like 101. And it's like, well, you know, if you work really hard and get control of your powers, one day you are gonna, maybe you'll make the team.
Okay.
Maybe you'll make the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And so so she gives her like presents, once again, love bombing. Mm. But it's called the hallucinator.
Okay.
Any guess what that does?
Does it make you hallucinate?
Correct.
So wait, is it like a device that she gives her?
So she gives her a little bracelet.
Whatever you want?
No, she doesn't tell her this.
Oh,
so she gives her a little bracelet, so it's like as a gift to come on. Yeah. And then it's like when she's sleeping, the hallucinator activates, and so she dreams of the X-Men being shitheads.
That's so elaborate.
Yes. I need you to remember that Emma Frost is psychic, telepathic. She could just do this.
They really didn't need to give her the horse.
No. There's a comic where Emma Frost psychically makes a person who, whenever they see whenever they see bare titties, they projectile vomit.
Why does she do that?
I think because
that's fucking funny.
He had a sex tape that he was trying to leak of Emma's.
Okay. And she's like, I'm gonna make
this
hate like,
Norgs,
and
dude.
This is my punishment. It's every time you see some like bare titties, you're gonna vomit a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so she can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Instead she chooses this.
All right.
Did
Starfire want a horse? I mean, whatever her name is.
Does Angelica want a horse? Yeah, she loves that horse.
She's like, this is
the best thing. She's constantly riding that horse.
That's great.
She's late to class because she keeps riding that damn horse.
Too much horse time.
Randall is like, Angelica, you need to hurry up and go to class because you smell like horse.
Oh, here's horse girl again. Yeah. Smells like a horse's back.
Yeah. So during training, because again, and she can only train by herself. Because how dare she train?
Of course.
She's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Microwaves. Emma Frost uses the hallucinator to be like, oh, look, it's Xavier's face. In the thing that's attacking you, maybe you should destroy it. Then she sends in like a robot Wolverine, which they have access to.
They just get robot Wolverine.
Like, just a robot Wolverine, and it looks like Wolverine. It's not like a robot like I am Wolverine.
So it's
like a full on
like a
life
model
decoy.
Of Wolverine.
So messed up that they have that. And
what do they do with it when they're not using it to manipulate a young girl?
Does it keep
it in storage?
Does it just look like Wolverine, or does it have Wolverine powers?
Well, I guess it has the claws.
Does it sound like Wolverine? Does it talk?
Yeah, I guess you could program it to talk. He's just like
exceptionally strange.
Sends in the robot Wolverine to attack her, and she's like, so she freaks out and she goes to like again. She is 14,
so she
uses her. She's very reluctant to use it. She's so afraid.
So does
of
she
losing
kill the
control.
Robot Wolverine?
So she goes to like you know like stop it, and the robot Wolverine just blows up, and she's like, oh my god, I am traumatized.
Wolverine's a robot.
okay, and and Emma Frost is like, well, you got to do what you got to do, you know, was coming for you. You did the right thing. It's a robot, but like you did the right.
Does she not know this is a training scenario?
She knows it's a training scenario, but it's in a way of like, oh, the training's gone wrong. I'm doing
the
these certain things.
The training keeps going wrong.
I know.
Man, this academy's fucking slack
you can, you know, huck these fireballs through this hoop and have some fun there, and she can also fly. You can fly because once again, why not?
Who can fly?
Firestar. She can fly because
her microwave powers.
She microwaves
fire,
the air,
man.
Go up.
Heat rises. Think about it.
Sure.
And then it's like as you're doing that, oh no, Wolverine is breaking in. Oh, deal with
better
it.
Kill him.
Yeah. Oh, so, it was a Wolverine robot.
It's like,
I wonder where that came from.
Probably those freaking X-Men, I reckon.
Yeah.
Make them robots that look like their guys.
They do always make robots. So, like, he's right.
Yeah, that's true.
So Angelica is like, oh my god, initially, like, holy, I just killed a man.
Yeah.
And then she's like, don't worry, it's a robot. It must have, you know, just like, oh, the failsafe, Gwendol. I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah. But like, look, it's good that you did that because you know, if a Wolverine does attack you, you should not hold back.
Yeah. He'll
kill
you.
I guess I didn't hold back. That's pretty good. But then the reveal is that
It had a self-destruct button that Emma did. She pressed the button to make it look like she killed a dude.
Because
even though, like, she's...
But she didn't kill a dude.
No.
She killed a robot.
Yeah, well, to make it look like she killed the robot, even though she didn't actually kill the robot. Because even though in a situation where Angelica thinks it's a life or death, she will choose to, like, not do harm.
Because she's Emma, so good.
Because she's 14 and doesn't want to kill somebody.
Yeah, fair.
And Emma Frost is like, well, we got to brainwash that out of her. Could use my mind powers. But instead,
using the hallucinator already. He's not doing shit, clearly.
Robot trickery.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
How does that make sense? Why not let the robot instead
put her in a situation that's life or death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess maybe you don't want the robot to kill your newest assassin.
Well, you control the robot.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah. Well, they're putting the robot there, which I guess I do control. And they're like, we want her to just try and attack it. And so I guess she goes to attack it, but, like, in a non-lethal way.
Yeah.
And they kind of want to, like, exacerbate that to be like, see, you can kill and that's good. But you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, if I did this thing and that killed Wolverine, I guess I just do that again in that situation and it'll... it didn't kill Wolverine. Yeah. It's not
I'm
great.
I'm dead now.
It's not great training.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yes. That we are in the process currently of establishing that Emma Frost is not very good at this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Incompetent, I would say.
But if I may add a separate incompetency that we haven't really properly addressed, is, and that we were kind of verging on just now, is that, it feels like Emma Frost is pushing to have this 14-year-old be part of the team tomorrow, when that is not going to end well for Emma Frost.
Yes. That seems like a great way to lose your new Hellion in battle.
The thing about, like, cult brainwashing tactics is that they work over time.
Yeah.
So this is taking time. This is this isn't like day one.
But she's still 14.
She's still 14.
So it hasn't been a year.
Under a year, at least.
Correct.
Yeah,
this is, let's say, the course of, let's say, 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not a year, but yes.
I guess they're really hurting for members, aren't they?
Well, actually, they're not hurting for members because they want to use her as the perfect assassin.
That's what they keep
saying. And who they want to try and kill.
Got all these people going on assassinated.
No, we got Beef. Yeah. Beef's not the perfect assassin.
Beef's that terrible
Beef
assassin.
Beef just gets big when we've got a person who looks like a cat.
Yeah, what do they do?
They're sad all the time.
The president of Bolivia keeps standing on these podiums giving these speeches.
Only we had someone who had microwave powers.
Cook them from the inside out. Did you know they actually microwave?
From the outside in. Doesn't matter how they cook them.
As
long as they fucking die.
So then it's revealed that actually it's not about an assassin. It's about assassinating one individual person, which is the Black Queen, Celine. Because Shaw wants them dead.
Okay.
And they're realizing that, well, because Celine is a very powerful mutant.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... It's a bit of a suicide squad of one.
Oh, I see.
And
so
I see.
She's a bit disposable.
Yeah, okay.
Disposable.
Disposable, yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, yeah.
Well, withdrawn previous statement. Yeah. This is quite clearly very... Yeah. This is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So it's like, the thing is, they're putting so much resource into this one person to go up against, like, a very powerful person that will kill them and with the hope that they will take them out. It's a lot of...
Yeah, it's a lot of maybes.
It's a lot of what maybes.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Celine, did you say?
Yeah.
What is her move set?
What are her powers?
What are her powers such that we need this...
Yeah, the microwave abilities.
I assume, just at a base level, she's bulletproof.
Yeah.
Because, as history has shown us...
She was once...
A bullet,
shot in the
pretty
head,
good way.
And killed her recently.
Okay, so is Emma Frost looking at her and being like, "This woman needs to be microwaved."
I don't think a microwave is going to kill her any more than a bullet will.
Maybe
so long as she's not bulletproof.
This is a really crazy. Like, why not?
So she's very old. She was born in the
Let Father Time figure that one out.
Yeah.
There.
She was born in the Hyperborean age.
Jesus.
Okay.
Anyway,
right.
Father Time
in Rome.
Father Time's gonna miss on that one.
I think this 14-year-old girl
she's
will do
eternal.
It. To be
okay.
She's an eternal.
Yeah. External. Sorry, a different thing.
You don't need to know.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
That's sucks. Good. You don't need to know that.
You don't need to know what externals are right now.
It sucks even hearing what I've heard. what so, little I know is awful.
Yeah, yeah. So life force absorbs them. So she's a psychic vampire.
Okay.
Physical enchantment. Super strength. There it is.
There it is.
Super stamina, durability, reflexive speed, telekinesis, pyrokinesis, telepathy, immortality, rapid healing, resurrection, psychic link, sorcery, dark force, or shadow manipulation. She can speak Latin.
I do not understand how microwave powers will kill this woman any better than anything else.
I can manipulate shadows. Check this shit out.
Oh my god, he's making a dog!
You got one now mutant it's a goose. Power. What's the lowest level?
Beta
level mutant.
My mutant power is vision manipulation. If I don't have these glasses on, the world around me becomes blurry.
So now this comes to the piste de resistance.
Yeah.
Like the everything is now pinning on this one event.
Okay.
And it is a dance.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So the Massachusetts Academy is now hosting a dance that Frost lets her go, like Frost lets Firestar go to, because she's like, well, you've been good. Once again, it's the whole treat them nice kind of thing and love bombing. Yes, Adam.
Question. Yes. Question, Professor. So if you're making an assassin, to assassinate one person, and that you plan on this assassin only assassinating this one person ever, they are killed.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That is your plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you want to train this person because they're reluctant to kill people.
Yeah.
Who would you train them against? Uh-huh. What face would you want them to kill?
Professor X, baby. Wolverine.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we kind of keep using them. it's very good. Not Celine's face.
No.
That would make no sense.
Wait a minute.
That wouldn't be clever at all.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think this is a bad plan. No.
So anyway, it's a dance.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, she got to go to dance. You got to get in. You got to trim a little bit nice.
Yeah, of course.
And there, maybe there's a bit of hope there. And so the new mutants over at Xavier's school for gift, they get wind of the dance
the
coming
dance
up. And Xavier's like,
crash them.
Yeah.
Well, not even crash. You're young. You're hip. You could go.
Oh, okay.
Dance.
So it's like a mutant mixer, basically. Yeah.
He's like, well, it's a mutant mixer, but there's also, like, I guess, other people from the National Academy. There.
Okay.
So there's like regular humans.
The X Academy know about.
They do. So there was a recent scuffle.
So is Professor X kind of being like, "Well, go over there, have fun, but if shit gets real, you're there, you can fight." You know,
none of you do any Romeo and Juliet.
Nobody fought. Remember the number one rule of the X Men: don't fall in love.
Anyway, Colossus, you can go and chaperone. Let's say Storm. So yes, I think it's Storm and Colossus, or Colossus and something. They go and chaperone. The new
That's
mutants as
funny.
They mingle with the Hellions and other people from the Massachusetts Academy. And even though you're not meant to fall in love, as Professor X said, she hits it off, and Angelica hits it off with Cannonball.
Oh, I
Sam
see.
Guthrie, who is also actually another external, but you don't want to know that.
I really don't want to know what an external is.
Anyway. And this is.
I guess they're called eternals, not internals. Yeah. So
this is externals.
Yeah. But I was anyway.
Yeah. So they go for a walk.
Yeah.
And they maybe some smooches.
Okay. Love is near.
And so this is when so I guess look, I got both to say. So you've manipulated an event tonight. You're like, this is what we'll get finally. Without a shadow of a doubt, Angelica on my side. There'll be no doubt. She will basically belong to me.
Okay.
So
this event, this mixing with people of her own age from my sworn enemy.
This is when she's going to become loyal.
I'm not trained her against any of these people.
No.
I'm going to use this.
This humanizing event of my enemy.
I'm going to use this. Maybe this is when she has her first kiss. I'm going to use this. I'm going to interrupt this. And I'm going to really, because remember, she's been telling her that she can't control her powers at all. So how do you think this night will go?
Okay.
She's going to kill the dude she's smooching.
Yes, but I reckon I would be, imagine Havana syndrome is real for a second, so and there is a laser. You aim it at that guy's head, and when they smooch, you explode his brain.
Yeah.
And she thinks she blew his brain up with their kiss.
Okay.
That would probably be my strategy.
Okay.
So psychically make her think she did.
Okay. Okay. So that's like, that's a very intense way. Maybe actually probably a better plan.
Okay.
So say, okay, let's go with that to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit too intense.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe you don't want, you say like, okay, let's not like, you know, kill another teenage boy.
You just burn his brain.
Yeah. So we're going to interrupt the smooching.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be like, how dare you put this young boy's life danger? You're so close to that stable where your beautiful horse Butteram is, and you know you can't control your powers. And would you look at that? That stable is on fire.
Okay. They burned a horse to death.
So then young Angelica rushes to the stable.
Yeah.
She sees Butteram.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God, Butteram, he's alive.
Oh, thank God.
So she grabs Butteram and she takes him and rescues
him from
the stables. You are Emma Frost. What's your next move?
I guess I gotta kill that horse.
Okay.
But I don't, I guess I wanna,
someone's gonna die.
I gotta set the horse on fire from afar somehow.
Who's the stupidest person to kill in this moment?
Yourself. Look what you did.
Emma Frost psychically snaps her own neck.
You did this somehow.
Also, really quickly, because I'm not going to be able to keep telling you, you got to kill Celine.
You got to kill Sabine. Celine, whatever. Oh, yeah, I would probably try and kill that horse.
So, yeah. Like, and how would you go about doing that? To make it look like, you know, maybe it's like Angelica's responsible.
Like some kind of like long-distance flamethrower?
Would you say psychically give that horse a heart attack? Because, boys, you do.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Look at that horse.
Read the text.
So, Butteram. So no sooner do they outrace the hungry flames than the great horse suddenly begins to convulse, violently gasping for air. Firestar, what is it, Butteram? What's wrong with you? And then the very next scene, Butteram, as the horse thump to the ground from a heart attack.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
I guess she's not doing an autopsy, but like a heart attack.
Like, I wouldn't think that had anything to do with.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
I mean, I wouldn't know the horse died of a heart attack, but it's not on fire.
Well, he did cause the stables to go on fire, which again, Emma Frost had previously rigged to ignite.
Yeah, but then with
rigged to ignite. Why? She's allowed there.
No. So she'd be like, it's all part of the plan,
Adam. It's all part
of
the plan. She's a young teen. Her hormones are flying.
I mean, just like go in and set fire to the barn.
But why?
At the same time that she's about to smooch, I set fire to the stables, causing the beloved Butteram to freak out. And then when Angelica saves it and she thinks all is fine, the horse will die from a heart attack.
But is the
because it's scared of the fire? Because,
like the heart attack, I would just be like, that's like an unfortunate side effect.
Yeah.
Like, stress, that's just a scared horse. That's got nothing to do with me.
Well, I mean, there's fire scared.
I scared the horse.
Yeah.
It really feels.
So you on my side now? You reckon I got Angelica?
I don't know what Angelica would be fucking thinking.
Is Hook,
you're giving the girl horse trauma. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why you're being like, you can use your powers because it can save your life, but also if you use your powers, your favorite horse dies. I don't understand what the fuck the messaging is here.
I just don't.
It feels like it's either all don't use your powers or all do use your powers.
Why not set the horse on fire? Why give the horse a heart attack? Give her a clearer connection between her powers and the dead horse.
Like, without, you know, if you don't control your powers, anything will light up.
Yeah.
So, you know, even your beloved horse will catch fire and die.
Absolutely.
So if you're in a situation, say, with, I don't know, someone who's trying to harm you or
you
someone you like, and then say someone else, like, say, I'm in the room and or whatever, you need to be able to control your powers and then make sure that they only hit the person that we want to like hit.
Yeah.
Adam, you have a question?
Professor Zammit, sir, I have a quick question.
Yes.
So, first off, delightful images that you showed us just now.
Yeah, wonderful
stuff. Of the horse.
Having a heart attack.
Having a heart attack, yeah.
In the throes.
Something I didn't realize I wanted to see.
Yeah, yeah,
which was
really
in comic form.
In that comic, it's a 4-issue run, and there is 2 heart attack scenes. One is of Firestar's grandma dying, and it's also great.
Yeah.
And then you get a sweet bonus of a horse having a heart attack, which is just like...
I'd say the grandma is the sweet bonus. Yeah. The horse heart attack is the main event.
Does Firestar connect the 2 heart attacks?
They're not connected.
Okay.
But my question is... Well, actually, my question is in 2 parts.
Yes.
The first one is, how dare you hide a horse heart attack panel from us for so long?
Well, it had to be the grand reveal, you know.
The second one is there an additional panel of Emma Frost, 2 fingers, 2 temples, psychic, with little rays of psychic projection?
Like, how do we know that she heart attacked the horse?
Oh,
I believe you when you say that.
Yeah, me too, but like, how do they show it?
Yeah. I want to see.
And this, I've always, because I was like, I don't understand how they're doing this, because... Yeah. Like, so what they do is,
and,
like...
Sorry, third question. Just realized, why doesn't Emma Frost do that?
Yeah, why is she not the assassin?
Yeah.
Maybe because a horse's heart is bigger, it's easier?
Yeah, you know, you can psychically give someone
maybe
a heart.
Horses are easier to spook as well, so maybe
that's
true. Makes it easier. Yeah.
Could you affect the mind in such a way that you make a heart attack happen?
Yeah, I guess maybe like something really scary?
Yeah, I suppose.
Get the heart racing?
And so... You get this beautiful scene, like a little, I guess, like an epilogue of this, like, beautiful horse death.
Yeah.
Is that Emma Frost looking at, like, I guess, the barn on fire, comforting Firestar with her, like, thinking, like, thought bubbles and everything that is, like, no matter what she thinks of this night, no matter what, she will always remember that I was the one who could comfort her, which I don't think is true.
No.
I think she's going to remember
The horse dying. That's what she's going to remember.
I think that'll be her big memory.
So she's like, no matter what, she will, like, remember that I was the one, like, I was the hero here, that comfort, like, I hugged her, put my arm around her. And as she's thinking this, she's like, even though, I caused the horse to have a heart attack, and I'm the one that, you know, set off the charges. And then they have Cannonball,
Sam, he is just around,
like, looking in, like, the woods kind of thing, just like looking, but like from the sidelines, from the tree lines, just looking kind of horrified, as if he could read her mind. His powers is that he become a human cannonball.
When you say a human cannibal,
like, he bounces around.
No, like he becomes, I guess, a human rocket. I guess.
Does he turn into a ball?
His leg? No, he becomes
that's
like
a dumb name.
Do his legs become like a jet?
Yeah, so you kind of get like a jet from where he's like waist down, and he's like zooms around.
Truly,
and he's
absurd.
Nigh invulnerable when blasting. That's like his catchphrase.
Does he bounce around?
No.
Well, he's invulnerable.
Where is he getting the name Cannonball?
Well, Cannonball doesn't bounce around.
Fires, like, you get shot like a
cannonball. Absolutely bounce around.
Don't they just
ricochet?
That's
it's not like bouncing like.
I suppose it would,
like,
True.
Mm. But he's in no way acting like a cannonball.
He should be called Rocket Wax.
Yes.
Well, there's like some. Like, I guess, like, sometimes he's drawn with legs. Sometimes he's not.
He made it to the modern comics.
He's great.
I would have, if I were. I probably wouldn't.
He's great.
I probably would have made a new guy.
Sam gone through.
Notice even in the modern ones, he still isn't a cannonball.
Yeah. He's cool, Cannonball. He married a Shi'ar. No, well, he married a Smasher, who was like
a Smasher or Smasher.
Well, it's called Smasher, which is like the Shi'ar Imperial Guard. But Smasher is like
Shi'ar.
You know what?
They're bird aliens.
It's an internals.
Let it be.
I don't need to know.
Let's think of space birds that are humanoid.
When you say space birds, do you mean birds from another planet, or do you mean birds that are in
space?
Well,
ask more questions.
Both, I guess.
Both.
They are like bird people. Well, they evolved, I think, from birds.
They evolved.
Because, like, how we evolved from monkey, they evolved
from
birds.
They evolved from birds on another planet?
Yes, on another planet. And they are also in space.
But they're probably not really birds, hey?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. Do they flap their wings in space?
Some have wings.
Some,
always been not,
but not all,
good. Not all, yeah,
not all, but they're birds.
But some have wings. They look like people with like feathers for hair. Anyway, Charles has a kid with one.
That's awesome.
So she's a princess. When they fly, do they fly?
Some of them.
Death Some bird does. The ones with wings fly.
Well, Death Bird is the only one I can think
Death
of off the
bird?
Top of my head. Yeah,
she's a superhero.
No, well, she's a land like Alandra's.
Why'd I ask a
question? Alandra's sister.
I don't want to know.
Alandra.
Lalandra.
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 Every question is just sort of spiral deeper and deeper.
Anyway,
dude.
So Smasher is a, like a kind of like a
Smasher was
a code
the
name.
Topic. Smasher was a diversion.
Yeah,
it was like it like the title of one of the guards. So it's like, oh, I'm a Smasher class, and I get those like
one of the Shia gods.
It's like a humanoid. Okay. Like a human actually becomes a Smasher, like the first human to join the Imperial Guard. Anyway, Cannibal marries her. They have a kid together.
That's pretty cool.
But then recently Cannibal died. Nimrod got him. But he should be back soon.
Nimrod
is like what are you doing? A sentinel.
But that's like a name. Yeah. Like you call it, like a Nimrod is an insult.
Well, only because of Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
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 But it's still an insult.
But that was like a Nimrod long time ago.
Yeah, but like Nimrod is like a hunter. Like
isn't he a guy from the Bible?
No. Mm. Like mythology, I think.
I thought he was from the Bible.
No, he was from like I don't think it's from Greek the Bible. Mythology or something like that. Where he's like a very good hunter. And so calling like Almofad like Nimrod was kind of like.
It's sort of ironic.
Ironic, but we did no idea.
No, no,
so
no.
We just start calling people Nimrod like
an idiot.
Well, if something like idiot.
So, yeah.
If something like idiot started out as whatever, like a hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then culturally we now mean, say idiot. To mean an idiot.
Yeah.
Even if my
name... I'm guessing Nimrod's like from, he's like immortal or some shit.
Well, he's a sentinel, but from the far future.
What are you doing? You got to stop asking questions.
And the sentinels are the robots.
If we want to get out of here before dinner time, you got to stop asking questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to just be happy that we learned about a horse having a heart attack.
So yeah, so that's the story of Butter Rum, the horse.
Yeah.
The horse who had a heart attack. To manipulate a young girl so she could assassinate Celine.
That's beautiful.
Did she assassinate Celine?
No.
So all of that.
It's for nothing. Horse died for nothing.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
Get comicked, America.
Hell yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.